Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Welcome to Life Unapologetic with Athena Podcast. Super excited to be back doing another episode on Storytime. We are looking at recognizing God's prophetic voice. Recognizing God's prophetic voice, part two. Yesterday's reading was part one, so today we are coming back with part two. I'm super excited to just be incorporating this in my podcast, both visual on YouTube, the actual podcast platform that is on multiple podcast airing platforms, and over here on Wisdom. Shout out to Wisdom. Hey, so I want to just thank all of my podcast listeners, all of my YouTube listeners, all of my Wisdom listeners. Thank you for your support. I see the love, Wisdom. I see the love. You guys are 1.2K strong, so I appreciate you guys. Out there in the podcast world, we are worldwide. We are in countries I ain't even heard of before, so I appreciate even my podcast listeners for just rocking out with me for as long as you guys have, even when I haven't been dropping podcast episodes. You guys have really just been consistently feeding off the episodes that have been there, and there's some good episodes. So listen, again, I just appreciate your guys' support. All right, let's jump in, because we are doing 45 minutes today. We're doing 45 minutes. That's it. We can't be doing these long hours because, you know, your girl has things to do. So we're going to be really pressing on that 45 minute mark, and then we will jump off. So we are looking at part two to recognizing the prophetic voice of God. We've really been talking about just the many different ways that God speaks and how we can really train our ear and even our perspective on the different ways that we can hear from God. It's really important, because sometimes we will put ourselves and God in a box because that's just what we do as humans. We get so used to a routine or a way of doing things, and anything outside of that comfort zone makes us uncomfortable and oftentimes makes us draw back. And so studying this book has really allowed me to be open to just the many different ways that God is trying to communicate, because he's always talking. But second to that, just as I keep sharing my experience with the numbers, how God has just been talking to me in this season in such a new way, just through numbers, and how phenomenal that is. All right, so we are going to jump into God's prophetic voice in the Bible was normal. We stopped here yesterday, but I was studying my word this morning in my quiet time, and I was reading 1 Kings chapter 13 and 14. And it was really just, it was phenomenal how God's voice was so normal in the Old Testament. Even to the point, what I was reading today was a prophet was told to do, he had gotten instructions from God, do a specific assignment, and that was it. Do not waver from it. Do not turn from it. Do what I told you to do and get up out of there, right? And so another prophet, okay, came and said that he heard from God, or he heard from an angel, that he could deter from the original direction and come have dinner, which was a lie. And God convicted him in the midst of that. And so as a result of the first prophet not being obedient and not following the direction, he met his demise. But it was a testament to how trusted it was that people heard the voice of God. If they said that they were a prophet, it was their normal. And for some reason now, fast forward to the New Testament and centuries later, we all struggle with just hearing God's voice, or even not even the fact that hearing God's voice, our faith, right? We struggle that we honestly have a hard time believing that we can hear the voice of God. And when God does speak, In a myriad of different ways, then we were questioning, was that God? Was that me? Was that because of a movie I watched? Was that because of my emotional state before, you know, before, after? And we have all of these question marks. So let's look at this. It says, God speaks through his prophetic voice throughout the Bible with signs and wonders, with angelic visitations, unusual supernatural manifestations, or experiences, dreams, visions, and prophetic symbolisms, to mention just a few. And I love this book because she really elaborates on a lot of ways that she's experienced hearing God's voice. And yesterday, the comments were phenomenal on individuals who were participating, because they were saying how they have experienced God through different phenomenal ways, such as fragrances or dreams or seeing number sequences regularly. So many people can attest that they are experiencing these things even now in 2022. Each time God spoke, it created a moment of glory, right? Each time he spoke, it created a period or a moment of glory in the realm by which he was speaking into, right? And then that intersected with the earthly realm to deliver a message that carried heavenly wisdom. Heavenly wisdom. God is really talking this year about wisdom. I don't know if you can hear. I won't even say this year. I even say this season. He's talking a lot about wisdom. I was doing a Bible study last night, and the host of the Bible study, she was breaking down wisdom and knowledge and the differentiation and just how important it is to have wisdom. And even reading my word this morning, it was talking heavily about wisdom. I think one of my sisters was also talking about wisdom. So it's something that is resonating. It is a common thread for me this week. And so that's something you really want to look at when God is really impressing on a topic, a word, a phrase. You really want to dive into that and say, God, what are you saying to me and how can I apply that to my life? Or put simply, God interrupted people's lives and got their attention, okay? I know some can get nervous when discussing signs like this, but let me assure you, it's clear in the Bible that this is a normal way God communicated with people. This is a normal way that God communicated with people. Supernatural signs, dreams, visions, miracles, signs and wonders, that was the norm. And we have to, again, I don't want to say get conditioned, but we have to open up our hearts for that being the norm for us today. Received and remembered. I specifically think of the birth of Jesus. God was very busy communicating through angels what people needed to hear in ways that ensured the message was received and remembered. I'm gonna say that again. God was very busy communicating through angels. We see this a lot in the Old Testament. What people needed to hear in ways that ensured the message was received and remembered. That's good, y'all. What ways do you see God continuously trying to communicate to you to ensure that you receive and remember the message? This is so good. Maybe you're having a reoccurring dream, or you're having a reoccurring experience, or you're seeing something over and over. I remember at one point I was driving and I would see the same two-door brand of car over and over. They would be on both sides of me and in front of me. And I'm thinking, God, what are you saying? I'm seeing this one particular brand of car. It's a two-door and I'm seeing it everywhere. I don't know why. It was not something that I was interested in. It was not something that was on my radar. It wasn't something that I was desiring to have, but it was illuminated. You know how you're not really paying attention, but something just pops out to you. And so it was a way that God was trying to ensure that not only was I receiving, that he was trying to give me a download, trying to communicate, but that I would also remember it even to date, right? And so an angel told Mary in an opened eye encounter the life-changing news about becoming pregnant supernaturally with God's son. The dad-to-be Joseph had a dream in which an angel gave him peace about marrying Mary, which was highly unusual and beyond the logic and practice of that day. Come on, somebody. How many are being called to do something that is highly illogical for this time, that is highly not normal? People don't even want to be around you because it don't make no sense to them. But God has a bigger plan. The message was indeed from God. Angels appeared to shepherd at night, and a star in the sky led influential truth seekers right to Jesus. Later in another dream, Mary and Joseph saved Jesus' life by being obedient to its message, and was the catalyst for their family to not just move their home, but move nations. Who is God talking to? Somebody says, I'm trying to get some clarity on some things, on what I should do in this choice or that choice, or what the next step should be. I feel like God is saying, I'm going to ensure that you receive the message and that you remember it, and that you do it in wisdom. I'm enjoying a little read thus far. Then in yet another dream years later, details and timing of moving nations again are given, and Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus pack up their lives and begin a new season all over again. A lot of crucial information given by angelic encounters, okay, signs, and in dreams. I'm glad they paid attention and didn't consider God's voice as just a strange dream or a weird, unimportant encounter. And I know last night I was having some unusual dreams, and I woke up again in the early morning hour, and I just started to call on the name of the Lord because I really didn't understand. I know that I have been going to bed heavy with some concerns about my daughter and some other things, and just seeking wisdom. And so the dreams seem to catch me off. And so what I do is I don't ignore them. I open up my dream app and I document, you know, what I saw, what the experience was. Was I in the dream? Was I looking into the dream? Was the dream in color? And any symbols that I may have seen throughout the dream, so that I can go back at whatever time Holy Spirit wants to give me revelation and dive deeper into it. God is leading you and I in the same way He led the parents of His Son, with great love, speaking personally and prophetically into our lives. So let's look at what we steward grows. Ooh, that just the title is good. What we steward grows. I think I did an episode that was called Stewarding Progression Well. Stewarding progression well, because what we do steward, it's going to grow. It's the thing that we're putting our time and our attention to. It's the thing that we're looking at. So as we read throughout this story or this book, you're going to be excited and eager for more. Perhaps you already have a grid for the prophetic voice of God and simply hunger to understand more clearly how God is intercepting your world with His voice, or how He's moving in and out of your situation or your circumstances or just your life. I know that what we steward grows. I'm gonna keep repeating that because I want us to be thinking about, what are we stewarding? Are we stewarding? What are we putting priority on? So as we steward God's voice in our lives, God brings the increase. Expect the increase. So as we steward the hunger and the desire to hear from God, maybe you're going on a fast. Maybe you're saying, I'm waking up at this time regularly to intentionally be present to hear God's voice. I'm going to read scriptures in this sequence to intentionally hear God's voice. And so once we begin to create a rhythm of stewarding, right, the ability and the desire to hear from God daily in our daily lives, then we need to turn to expectation. She says, expect the increase. Expect the increase in Him communicating throughout the day. This was part of the read yesterday, is that we've gotten away from expecting God's speaking and leading and interacting on a daily basis. We've become accustomed to just maybe our quiet time or our prayer time or maybe our prayer walks, or maybe when we need something or we're in a bad situation, then we're really seeking and we're really looking, while throughout the days, weeks, months, and year, God is continuously trying to communicate to us. So sorry. My phone. All right. So expect the increase. I just want to release that. Expect the increase. I'm excited for you and I to have heightened clarity, revelation, and hunger in our lives as we pursue all that God is saying to us. No wonder the devil wants to make it seem so difficult or so fringe to hear God specifically and supernaturally, when in reality, it's simple and biblical. God is a supernatural God, and when he speaks in supernatural ways, he is speaking the language of the Spirit directly to you and I. Again, avoid pitfalls. The Bible is our guidebook. And so just to recap, yesterday we talked about how God speaks your language. God speaks my language. What does that mean? We're all in different seasons. We're all experiencing different things in our circumstance, in our situations. We're all learning on the level that we're currently in. And so God will speak to us in that place, in that space. It will not go over our head. It will not be hard to comprehend. And so we want to be aware of that, that if we feel like God is talking, don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed because maybe you feel like you don't fully understand or you can't fully comprehend. Believe, activate your faith and say, God, I know that if you're communicating to me, you want me to understand. You want me to hear, because as I read the word, she says, use it as your guidebook. Every time you gave a message, it was clear and they understood. Whether they were obedient to the instruction, they yet still received an instruction and understanding of that instruction. God speaks your heart language. And I love this because even this morning, again, the same song from Smokey Norful was playing in my mind. And I knew that was God just saying, play this song because it's my heart's vibration. It's my heart's meditation to God, is that I need you now. I need you now. It seems like every word in that song is really speaking the things that I just can't fully communicate. And so as I played it this morning, I actually did a bath with God. I was like, I'm going to intentionally take a bath with Holy Spirit. Like, I'm going to set the mood. I'm going to be in a state where I can just be calm, where I can be relaxed, and where I can just let my mind rest. Settle all of the thoughts. I put on my aromatherapy and I played that song a couple of times, and then I put on some worship soaking music. These are ways that we can set the atmosphere to hear God, or even just to get in the presence of God. And I can say that after that bath, I felt so much better. It was an intentional opportunity to do something that I was going to do anyhow, but incorporate the intent of inviting God into my space and having that moment and that time with him on something that I was going to do regularly. What I like about this story time read is I'm beginning to expect and desire God in my everyday, God in my every move, in my every decision. Yesterday, me and Mama D, my mother, went for a drive, a long drive, and it was a time where we just got outside. We wanted to just be out. It was a beautiful day here in California, and we were just enjoying God. We were enjoying the weather. We were enjoying one another, and it was just a way of, again, incorporating God in the everyday. So the supernatural sparks curiosity. We know this to be true. We know this to be true even in the secular world. They call it New Age. They call it tarot reading. They are always trying to recreate a supernatural experience or activities. They got TV shows. So the supernatural sparks the curiosity. God will use curiosity in our journey to draw us to Jesus. He will. What have you been curious about this year? In fact, That is often the purpose of God using his supernatural voice, for instance, the sound of a rushing wind. How many have heard God's voice supernaturally? How many? I'm telling you, the first time, I mean, I wanted to hear God's voice. I asked for it. And when it happened, it was terrifying. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. I was terrified. I was looking around the room. And what happened after hearing his voice, which was very subtle, but it was very distinct. It was like a roar. It was something that really you can't describe. I don't know even how to put it into words. All I know is it got my attention. I knew it was God's audible voice. It filled the room. And spiritually, there was a supernatural phenomenon that happened to everyone in the room. Now, I don't know if that was just because I was asking to hear from God and for him to show up, or if we were all just on one accord in this one space with this one expectation. He filled the room. It was a phenomenal experience. I'll never forget it. Acts 2 describes the day of Pentecost when the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time and spilled out of the upper room into the city. The Bible says in Acts 2, when the people of the city heard the roaring sound, crowds came running to where it was coming from, stunned over what was happening because each one could hear the disciples speaking in his or her language. I love Acts 2:6 because and we won't get into this, but it talks about the gift of tongues, right? And the interpretation of tongues and the different types of tongues. And a lot of times we get the gift of speaking in tongues confused or unable to differentiate our heavenly language versus God using or coming upon somebody and speaking a heavenly language through the person to be interpreted either through the person and or by someone who he chooses to open up in that moment what's happening. So it's a whole teaching, but I love how Holy Spirit is specifically explaining here that they were filled with his spirit and they were speaking in with the gift of tongues. Okay. And Peter interpreted what was being said, because as you read on, he communicated that to the crowd that they were not drunk, but here is what they are saying, as you know, because each individual could hear what they were saying in their language. So the Holy Spirit is still using this prophetic voice to draw a crowd. Tongues of fire that look like flames hovered over the disciples' head. Imagine seeing that. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues, other languages. The crowd of people gathered were every nation, the Bible says, meaning representatives from each single nation at that time. And when they were suddenly drawn by the supernatural sound, remember, it sparked curiosity. The Bible says they were all utterly amazed at what they saw and what they heard next. And what does that do for us when we are awed by God at supernatural experiences? It not only piques our curiosity, but it creates a respectful reverence of fear to God, which then does what? Connects us to wisdom. Why? Because fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Reverencing, being in awe of God, understanding a layer or an aspect or a side of God that he has decided to show you because of relationship and intimacy creates access to the more of God. I hope y'all are getting this. I'm trying to hurry up. I got 45 minutes. Okay, I don't have 45 minutes. I have less than that because I got a meeting. All right, they knew the disciples were Galileans, yet everyone in their diverse crowd from different nations heard the disciples speaking in their own native language. Think about that. The crowd of many nationalities all heard the wonders of God being declared in their own language. Clearly, somehow knew something strange was happening because they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hear them in our native language?" That's Acts chapter 2, verse 7 through 8 in the NIV version. They said out loud, "What does this mean?" That's Acts chapter 2, verse 12, NIV. That reminds me of an often common response when God does something strange in our lives. "What does that mean?" is often the response. What does that mean? Some, of course, mock this amazing miracle and accuse the disciples about being drunk with wine, similar to what some about God's people today who have supernatural encounters and are mocked. And we know that that is the case. The Bible tells us that the things that we will experience and the things that we have access to, individuals in this time and in this age who have not committed their life to God and to salvation and to spiritual maturity will not understand some of the phenomenons or the supernatural interactions or even the experiences that we try to share. But the Bible also says that many were so impacted by what they heard that they became believers that very day. Acts 2 and 41 tells us that about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Take note, the supernatural sign that day sparked curiosity and led people to Jesus. And that goes to say that our experiences with God, our supernatural encounters with God, when shared, right, the words of our testimony is how we overcome, can turn the hearts and mind of those who are lost or those who are seeking but don't really know what they're looking for and how to find it. Your stories, your testimonies can be evidence that God exists and that what they're looking for is exactly what God is giving you to announce to them, your people, the ones that you influence. Listen, that is one of our shortest story times, but because of my business meeting, that's all we got. Listen, I want to thank everyone who jumped on to listen from Wisdom here at Life Unapologetic with Athena Podcast. I appreciate you joining in the Spiritual Growth Academy, YouTube, Twitch, all of the platforms that we are airing this morning. Thank you so much for jumping in and joining. Listen, I'll be back tomorrow. I promise to give you a full 45 minutes uninterrupted. We'll jump back into Recognizing God's Prophetic Voice Part 3. I'm sure we're going to get through it. I'm sure we're going to get through it all. So until tomorrow, I'll see you guys soon. Bye now.